were overthrowing the Syrian government, working with Al-Qaeda there to bring down the Syrian government so we can install a nation under Sharia law there. We've already done that, of course, as far as Tunisia and Libya is concerned. But, of course, we're very concerned about the rights of homosexuals throughout the world, and we're going to withhold foreign aid from any country that keeps homosexuals from getting their rights. Now, basically, there is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible. You've heard me say that before, but there's no question. And that conspiracy is taking place in Africa today. It's taking place here in America today. And really, to get into the background of this is Lauren Davis. He's a missionary where he's going to be with us. He's been in Africa well over 20 years, actually, having great crusades with perhaps 100,000 people in many of his crusades. They built all sorts of churches. Had a tremendous impact of bringing not simply hundreds of thousands of people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lauren Davis is home here for a short period of time. He's going back again. But his ministry is under attack. And it's under attack from ministers from the United States going to Africa, trying to undermine his message and his ministry. And Lauren, I want you to pick up the story from there. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. And just also picking up on your comments about withholding foreign aid for countries who do not give homosexuals their rights. In the Kenya's newspaper, the Daily Nation, today, it was talking about this issue that the Secretary of State of the United States went there and was tying foreign aid to them giving homosexuals their rights, and there's been a huge uproar in Kenya, even today, because we are trying to usurp our authority and force others to bring about new mores, new cult, new changes, and what their ideas are right and wrong, their belief, and force other nations to accept homosexuality.
Now, well, because we would not force them to accept Christianity. Oh, we couldn't do that. Separation of church and state, but it's all right to force homosexuality, which, of course, I believe is an affront to God, on nations throughout the world. And ladies and gentlemen, if God is just, God is going to bring his justice on America. There are going to be terrible, terrible things happening to this country. And where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Have you heard it on television? Have you heard it on radio? Well, basically, there's something wrong with the church in America as well. Lauren, go right ahead.
Yes. As you mentioned earlier, there's been a war declared on our ministry in Africa.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for are people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
There to spread the gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, some very powerful and very wealthy and well-funded interests in the United States have gone to Africa to try to take this over. They are bribing the ministers over there to defect from the teachings of the gospel and joining this more liberal concept that we're talking about, taking a gentleman who's over there, a minister, giving him a Land Rover car, giving him a brand new home, giving him lots of money. If he'll just of course, join their movement and help taking over the churches over there. They're doing this with literally hundreds of ministers over there, to take them away from the believing in Bible and the atonement of Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ, to get them to water down the ministry. And just as they've done that here in America, where they've changed the message of the church and the music of the church, oh, they're very subtle changes to begin with, but little bit by little bit, of course, when did anybody in your church last talk about the fear of God? Or certainly the fact that God is a loving God, but he also certainly can bring his vengeance on people who turn against him. And there is punishment for eternal sin, and there's punishment for turning away from God. Well, anyway, of course, Dr. Lauren was recently in Kenya, where, of course, they work very closely with the Maasai. That's the Maasai, a tribe over there. Had a number of ministers there that had been working with them for years, and they were all literally bribed, or many of them were bribed, so they would not support his latest basically crusade that they were putting on over there. And of course, the first night they had a very, very small number of people there. I mean, we're talking usually 10,000-20,000 people to begin with, sometimes going up to 100,000 people. There were only 1,000 people there, basically because there were a great deal of money had come in from the United States to undermine this crusade in Kenya. So you pick up the rest of the story, Lauren.
The second night of the crusade, we came back to our hotel room, and we had another pastor and his wife who from America that was with us. We put our television cameras, other electronics, and expensive equipment in our room. We went downstairs to eat at the restaurant. When we came up about an hour and a half or so later to our room, we found that our rooms had been entered, and all of our cameras, our laptops, the sensitive ministry information, over $8,000 worth of equipment had been stolen. And also our pastor friend who was way on the other end of the motel on the same level, his room had been invaded, his stuff stolen. So this was a direct attack on us to intimidate us for us to leave. Well, we called the police. They were not very interested and, very casual about the case. And they thought that we would be intimidated, that we'd leave, but we did not. We stayed. In fact, we slept with a Rungu, that is a Maasai club and a Maasai sword next to us. So if someone would have entered in, we would have absolutely defended ourselves. But anyway, despite this and the direct major robbery against us, we went and had the crusade, and miraculously, the crusade ended up large and it was well attended and tremendous result. Well, we went from there to the town of Malindi, Kenya, which is on the Indian Ocean up close to Somalia, to have another major crusade. This is a predominantly Islamic city, and so we had reported the crime to the CID, the Central Intelligence Division of Kenya, and so they went ahead of us to secure the place for us. And while we were there, we found out that other ministers, from foreign ministers, had come in joining with this other man to sabotage our crusade and to put conflicting things to draw ministers in at about the same time we were coming, and a lot of things was going on. Our own team that we had left, they were acting, very bad, and we knew something terrible was going on. Well, what happened is they came in to sabotage this crusade, the second one in a row. Well, despite their tremendous efforts, God intervened in that Muslim city, and nearly the whole city turned out the last day, and thousands of people came to Jesus. But it's extremely, extremely rough on us. As our vehicle was leaving, our truck was leaving to go back, it was being followed by some of our team members who had been bought. Actually, this member that had been bribed and bought, he had been a Muslim before. So now, not only turning away from us to that other liberal ministry, but it literally destroyed that man's soul by bribing him like this. They were tracking our men. They were offering the rest of our men, money, a lot of money to join with this other ministry. Our truck got on fire, but one of our men with integrity stood and fought the fire. And we found out that they had planned to destroy our truck and all of our crusade equipment. But thank God that did not work. Well, so all of this had transpired and gone on. And you know, it's unbelievable, you know, when you have who you think are fellow Christians fighting you and attacking you, trying to stop the work of the Lord. But now we're planning to go on another crusade, and we were invited when we preached in Kilimanjaro, by the great Mount Kilimanjaro, for a crusade. The Archbishop of the Tanzania Assemblies of God, the former Archbishop, came to me, and he said, I want you to come to Dar es Salaam, this major city, and he said, I want you to do a big crusade there and do a conference. Well, I told him, I said, sir, I think you need to wait until you hear me in this crusade and hear the conference before you do that. And so I made him wait. But the day after the conference, the crusade and the conference, and it was a great breakthrough, actually. But that former archbishop came over to my hotel room at 7 a.m., and he was on his phone and talking to the current archbishop of the Tanzania Assembly of God, and he said, I want you to talk to him. He said, I want you to come and do a big crusade here and big conference. Well, wow, that was pretty heady stuff, because my background had been Assemblies of God. My parents had pastored Assembly of God churches, so it made me really feel good. Anyway, my wife and myself and the crusade manager and us, we flew to Dar es Salaam, and we met with the archbishop of the Tanzania Assembly of God, the executive committee, about having the crusade, and they were saying, welcome home. And, well, it made me really feel good, and I thought, well, maybe God's in this. So we decided to come. So there was over 65 bishops from different denominations that said they were backing us in this big city. About 1,000 pastors said they were backing us. So we gave the go-ahead to do the crusade. Now, we have just come back not long ago from doing this. And so when my wife and I flew down to Dar es Salaam, we were met at the airport with one of the under-bishops of the Tanzania Assemblies of God. He met us at the airport, and he gave my wife 2 dozen roses. He gave me 2 dozen roses. They say, if it seems too sweet, it probably is. Well, they told us of a hotel that they wanted us to go stay in, so we went and checked into that hotel. Now, we were excited about this. We were expecting that this would be one of the biggest crusades that we'd ever had. We'd never had so much backing in our life before. And so it came up time for the crusade. Well, the first night of the crusade, I was shocked. There was only 1,000 people there. Now, we're supposed to have, Dr. Stan, 1,000 pastors behind us, and only 1,000 people are at the crusade. You know, it kind of reminded me of what happened at Narok, and I'm wondering what in the world is going on. And the next night, maybe we had 1,500, but you put that in perspective, we're used to having very large crusades, and we knew something was odd. Well, we went back to our hotel room. This is on Friday night, and we have just come back from this trip. Come back to our hotel room in Dar es Salaam. When my wife started to open the door, it just swung open. And we looked inside, and to our horror, our room was torn up, upside down, and things strewn everywhere, and we were aghast. And we turned and then looked at the safe, and the safe had been stolen. Safe had been torn out of the wall, and inside that safe we had $8,000 cash to pay on crusade expenses. We had both of our passports, all of our IDs, we had our credit cards, our ATM cards, and now everything is gone. We have no ID. We have no way to get money. We have a big team there, and we are totally hung out to dry. We called and asked for one of the under bishops of the TAG to come, and we asked, would you help us? And because we have no idea, we'll have money wired to you. Just help us so we can take care of our team. And they just folded their arms and said, well, we'll pray for you, brother. It's then that I realized that we had been had. They had invited us for this crusade. The Archbishop of the Tanzania Assembly of God with the former Archbishop and all this, 2 years, they had set this up to bring us in, sabotage this crusade, where it would be a failure, and there would be like egg on our face, and they could take pictures of the empty field and say, this proves Davis is finished. And so they left us totally hung out to dry. Dr. Stan, If the Muslims had done this to me, I could somewhat understand, because they say they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. If the atheists and the secularists had done this, I could have understood. But how are those who are supposed to be brothers in the Lord do something absolutely so treacherous, trying to totally destroy our ministry in Africa?
Well, because they've infiltrated our churches, Lauren. They've infiltrated our churches.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Lauren was simply telling the story of what happened to hit that the crusade close to Kilimanjaro over there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Putting up the money. Why do they want to destroy an effective ministry that's preaching the Word of God? And that is, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a conspiracy against God. And it's very well financed from the United States. There really are people who hate effective ministries. They have certainly infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant. And have you noticed how the music of the church has changed? Have you noticed how the music has changed? Do you like this hip-hop music that so many of our churches have now, the rock music that they play? And do you realize how very subtly they've changed the message of Christianity? God is love. Well, if God is only love, why is the ultimate victory of evil? If God is only love, is the ultimate victory of evil? God certainly is love, but certainly there are standards that God has set up, and when you violate those laws, why, there are going to be certain problems. And all these ministers have got new cars and new homes, and we're talking about probably hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars put out to undermine Lauren's ministry. And we've talked to Lauren in the past when he's been here, and I believe that what he's telling us, and when we get back from the break, why, in fact, Lauren, why don't you go ahead and put your telephone number out? Why don't you go ahead and go to ministry so people can go to your website and learn about your message, a message which certain very powerful groups in the United States want to destroy. How can people get in touch with your ministry?
Yes, our website is laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com, and it shows our great crusades in Africa. It shows about the churches we built, 275 churches in villages, and also we have a lot of articles in there talking about certain things relating to what we're saying now. But if I can close out this segment right here to say that there is the whole issue, there is war on the saints. And Revelation 17:2 says the great whore committed fornication with the kings of the earth. Well, the whore is talking about is the apostate backslidden church that is sleeping with the political. Why? Well, the political needs these archbishops to deliver the votes to the people to put them in power. And the archbishops, the bishops and pastors, they want money. And the biggest enemy, the biggest enemies of Christianity, true fundamentalist Bible Christianity, it's the political. They want to be totally secularist. They want Christ totally out. And also, it is the great horror, the apostate church. They're only in the ministry for business, for money. And literally what they've been doing with our churches is they've been, even though they have not taken them, they've come over, they've taken pictures of it. We've been told this. And also, they are raising money, saying, look at the churches that we have built. And then literally taking and profiteering off of it, not really doing anything, but showing people, saying, this is our work and things. And so it's money, it's greed, it's power. And also with political, these are enemies of God. The Bible says that the kings and the rulers of the earth took counsel against the Lord and against his Christ. And that's what they're doing. The political and other religious, liberal religious leaders are taking counsel, literally, to totally destroy Bible Christianity. They want to get it out of Africa. They want total globalization. They feel they need Kenya. They need East Africa to the African Union to bring about the world government. And so preaching the gospel to hundreds of thousands, as we have done, the true gospel, that you're saved by the blood, you're saved by Jesus' work on the cross, to be born again, your life is changed, you live a godly life. This is interfering with their agenda, and I know this is the main reason war has been declared against us, and it's going on now.
What denomination are these ministers?
All right. I know there's a number of them. One's Baptist, others in charismatic movement, and the other is Tanzania Assemblies of God.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Go right away. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, as we started out the program saying there is a conspiracy against God, and of course it's coming to a culmination now. What is the ultimate goal of the globalists, these groups that I keep talking about? Well, they want a one-world government. They want a one-world financial system, but they want a one-world church because, of course, they realize that if the people were Christians and really believed in the Christian message, they wouldn't go along with these things. But, of course, these want to distort. They want to change the message. They want to change the music. They want to change Christianity and take it away from a belief in Jesus Christ to a warm, fuzzy feeling. And, of course, it could be used for political purposes. And we'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company.
give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Coming from the United States to Africa to destroy the faith of the people there, and because they've done a pretty good job here in the United States of changing the music of our churches and the message of our churches, and most of our Christians still go, they still believe, but the way that they've altered very subtly the teachings of the gospel is really amazing. And of course, there's some of them, of course, are doing very, very flagrant in the way that they're changing the entire outlook. And basically, the Christian church in America has been infiltrated with people who want to get into the experiential type of Christianity and the mystical type of Christianity, anything but Christianity based upon the Word of God. Lauren, before we go on one more time, I want you to get out certainly your webpage and how people can get in touch with your ministry. And then I want you to tell our listeners your view of what is happening to Christianity in America. But go, how can people get to your webpage again?
Yes. My webpage is laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. Well, I've spoken in the past about how the New Age is coming in inside Christianity through Rick Warren and others. But this is talking about particularly the evangelical movement. But I want to show how the New Age has come inside the charismatic movement and Pentecost, and also how that even most of Pentecost and charismatic. My background, my parents were Assembly of God pastors. I went to Assembly of God College. So the Assemblies of God and the most Pentecostal denominations were fundamentalists in their basic beliefs of the Word of God. But I want to show you how that much of Pentecost, much of the charismatic movement has now been turned away from the fundamentals of the faith. And this has been done primarily by the faith movement and the leaders in the faith movement, such as Kenneth Hagin, Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, and on down the line. Now, there's a lot of areas that I could go to, but I want to particularly talk about how that they have turned the Pentecost, the charismatic movement, away from fundamentalist Christianity in talking about how they have perverted the atonement. They perverted the atonement. So what they teach about the atonement is that Jesus said Benny Hinn said the only way I can stop sin is by me becoming it. And Kenneth Copeland said Jesus had to accept the nature of Satan. Now you can go to combineharvesting.com, my other website, combineharvesting.com, and see the article, The Perversion of the Atonement. And I have their quotes that I'm going to be giving in there, and also documentation, the book, the tapes, the page numbers, etc., what I'm about to say. Kenneth Copeland said that Jesus took on himself the nature of Satan and his emaciated little wormy spirit. He talked about Jesus having a little wormy spirit. How could you call him Lord and have respect for him? And you can go and see the documentation of that. Benny Hinn said that Jesus at his death became one with Satan. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. How is it possible for he to be one with Satan when he's one with the Father? What they teach is this, is that when Jesus was on the earth, and he did not walk on the earth as the Son of God, he walked as a mere mortal man. So 1 Timothy 3:16, the King James, speaks of Christ being God manifest in the flesh. In John 1, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. But they teach Jesus, Kenneth Copeland and others teach, Jesus on earth did not walk as the Son of God, but he walked as a mere mortal man. And so when he died on the cross, Copeland said, he just died as a man. All right. So in other words, it wasn't the Son of God that the faith movement teaches died on the cross, just a man. And Copeland teaches that if you had the same knowledge that Jesus had, then you could do exactly what Jesus did. So by saying that, it's the exact thinking of the New Age. We're equal with God. But also by saying that, it does not recognize that Jesus is any different than anybody else, that he was not the only begotten Son of the Father. And so he relegates him down to just a man's level. So he says when Jesus died on the cross, when he hung on the cross, Satan, he said, Satan took him captive. And when he hung on the cross, he was the most demon-possessed man who ever lived. Can you imagine someone saying that about Jesus? The Bible says there was no spot in him. There was no sin in him. And yet in the faith movement, they teach that Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, was the most demon-possessed man who ever lived. And then as he hung on the cross, Satan conquered him. That's what they teach. And you can go to combineharvesting.com, the perversion of the atonement, and you can see the documentation on this. Satan conquered him. Not one time does the Word of God ever tell us that Satan conquered Jesus, but that's what they teach. Really, this is doctrines of devils. And then they teach that Satan became Jesus' master. You know, the Bible says, call no man Lord but master, no one master but Jesus. None. And now they're saying that Satan was Jesus' master. And then Satan took Jesus to hell with the demons. He took them to hell to torment Jesus. Now think about this. Does Satan own hell? Who owns hell? You know, it's God who created hell. God that owns hell. Hell is the last place in the world that Satan and demons would want to get close to. But anyway, despite that, they say that Satan and demons took Jesus to hell, and he suffered in hell for 3 days more than any other man. Well, I've got a question to ask. If Jesus was in hell for 3 days, how is it possible when Jesus said, when the man on the cross, this day thou wilt be with me in paradise? It's impossible for Jesus to be in paradise to be at the same time that he would be in hell. And for them saying that Satan took his spirit and took him to hell, Jesus said, Father, into thine hands I commit my spirit. But the Word of God really is very clear on this. He was not in hell 3 days. He did take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. But the Bible says, as even as Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days, even that the Son of Man was in the earth for 3 days. So his body, Jesus' body, was in the earth 3 days, like Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days. He was not in hell 3 days. It's impossible when at the same time, you know, he was in heaven.
Well, now, Lord, what in heaven's name are they trying to accomplish by totally distorting the message of the gospel? Why would they come up with these ridiculous, certainly, concepts?
I think those are the topics. It's intentional. I believe it's totally intentional.
You think they're just trying to get people confused?
Inside Christianity.
Right. They're trying to divide the faith, and so they're doing everything they can to undermine traditional Christianity. Because, of course, their message is, we are God. And I think it's important people understand this is the underlying message of these people. You are God. Why don't you pick up that thought?
Yes. Well, also they say when Jesus was in hell after 3 days, Jesus became born again. Say Copeland and his allies teach, Jesus was the first man to be born again. Now, to think about this, if to say Jesus was born again would mean that he had an unregenerate nature. And the Bible says there was no sin in him. He was the perfect Lamb of God. It is total blasphemy to say that he had to be born again. And in fact, they said, you know, for him to be, you know, he was just a man, a demon-possessed man on the cross, possessed by Satan, and then had to be born again. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So it is absolutely impossible for him to be born again and to be demon-possessed like the faith movement, Copeland, Hagen, Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, all of them on the same thing. You know, Dr. Stan, we have all these what's called Christian TV networks, and the same people are virtually on every network. Most of them are in the faith movement, and they've got the attention of Christians worldwide, charismatic, Pentecostal, evangelical, across the board. They're worldwide, and they're super wealthy. And their main message is sow your seed. And these guys are extremely prosperous. So what they're doing, they're businessmen that have absolutely exploited the church. Now, you're talking about, man being a god. You know, this is one of the main teachings of Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn. In fact, if you go to combineharvesting.com and you click on the audio video, you can hear Copeland say with his own words that Adam was God manifest in the flesh. Adam was God manifest in the flesh. In fact, Hagin says, it was not the blood that atoned. It's through Jesus 3 days in hell. And on that same website, combineharvesting.com, audio, video, to click on there, Copeland says, Jesus' death on the cross did not pay for sin. It's him suffering in hell. Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3 that Christ died for our sins. If you don't believe that Jesus died for his sins and that he paid for the work on the cross, if you don't believe what the Bible teaches, that his blood atones, it's impossible to be saved. But now, also, they're teaching. Copeland is teaching, we are equal with God. And Benny Hinn said, and you can hear this audio on combineharvesting.com, Benny Hinn said, don't tell me you have Jesus. You are everything he was, everything he is, and everything he shall ever be. Now tell me, Dr. Stan, what is the difference? They're saying that we are God, man is a God. They teach it over and over. Paul Crouch of TBN teaches that over and over with all of their allies there. What's the difference of that and the New Age teachers that are teaching the divinity of man, the man is a God? This is the New Age being spoken in the name of Christ, in the name of Christianity, coming across television. You know, these men have put out tens of millions of books that have gone worldwide teaching these things. They're on TV virtually all day long. They're on radio all day long. And it's not just here, Dr. Stan. It's all over the world. So the New Age movement now surfacing and coming to light, you know, they're really not teaching anything different. It's what's been taught in pulpits for decades now. And no wonder biblical Christianity is nearly finished. What is fundamentalist Christianity? It's the belief in the virgin birth, and the belief in the divinity of Christ, the inerrancy of the Bible, the atonement by the blood, the bodily resurrection. These people don't preach about heaven. They don't preach about hell. They don't preach about judgment. They only preach about money, and they preach about you. You're a God. And Copeland said, you are equal with God.
And I think basically something been very widely popularized in the United States by Oprah Winfrey. It's put out by Rhonda Burns. It's called The Secret, and you can get the book, you can get the DVD. And, of course, the ultimate message is, you are God. Certainly that was Shirley MacLaine's whole thing. If you ever saw her out on a limb, she's standing on the beach with the wind blowing through her hair, proclaiming, I am God, I am God. If you've read Dan Brown's excellent book on the Lost Scroll, now excellent because it's a great story, but it's also told from the other point of view, from the point of view of the occultist. And the hero there, of course, is this college professor who actually, of course, is wondering what life is all about. And he's told that the Masons hold the secret. And, of course, what is the secret to life? And eventually it comes up, and he learns, you are God, or I am God. And that idea is so intriguing to him, the fact that he himself is God. What sort of madness is this? Well, that's a message that you certainly comes from the Garden of Eden, where the serpent says to Eve, if you will simply eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall be as God, and ye shall never die. And it's being preached from pulpits all across America, but it's being preached by those who espouse the pagan religions, which is what the New Age is. There's nothing new about the New Age. It's simply old-line paganism. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, and if you go to our website, combineharvesting.com, there's an article there that says New Age faith compared to Bible faith. And also on laurendavis.com, it talks about the secret in New Age faith. And really, you look at the teachings of the secret inside there, and that of the faith movement and New Age faith and Bible, and compared to the faith movement's teaching of faith, it is the exact same thing. They're teaching the exact same thing. Why has this happened? How has Christianity come so far? Well, one reason it's come so far is, you know, they talk about, particularly in the faith movement, rhema work, or being led by the Spirit. And I had a pastor tell me this even just recently. He said, you know, my people don't need to hear the Bible. They can read the Bible for themselves. I need to give them a rhema word. I need to tell them what God is saying now. I've got the same Holy Ghost now. So what ministers have done in the name of rhema faith, and this has come from the faith movement, from Hagen, is they have actually put themselves is really on the exact equal or above of the Apostle Paul of anything else. And so they're speaking, they're, you know, the Word of God is no longer the plumb line. The bottom line is, Dr. Stan, people have quit reading the Bible for themselves. They get favorite pastors, favorite preachers.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lauren Davis to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Lauren, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, the big issue, how has...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's
RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The Spirit of the Lord is there's liberty, and they've got to destroy the Spirit of the Lord. They've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our conservative organizations, they've infiltrated our Christian organizations, they've infiltrated our liberal organizations. They have tremendous wealth, and they get that because they control banking, they create money out of nothing. We are under real difficulty today. They control our military, the banks, the corporations. They control the leadership of all political parties. They control our educational system, our tax-exempt foundations, and our media. And they largely determine what the American people believe. The largest Christian publisher in America, Zondervan, is controlled by Rupert Murdoch, who recently came out with a version of the Bible referring to God as he, she. He, she, they know exactly what they're doing. It's all in confusing you. And when you go to your church and you love your minister and you love all the people there, but you have that uneasy feeling, you have good reason to feel uneasy. Well, this is the time, ladies and gentlemen, when I have to suggest that we're involved. There's a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against humanity. And you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, their DVDs, and the syllabuses that go with that. You need to get our talk on the world revolution and the books that go with that. Certainly would be David Rockefeller's memoirs and Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have an excellent 4-CD set on the secret government with interviews with certainly a Professor Carol Quigley and with Norman Dodd, who was the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, the subversive foundations of Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, working to destroy the fundamental beliefs of the American people. So all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we do hope, of course, that many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and get the books, the DVDs, the the videos that are available there for CD sets. Tell others about our ministry and encourage them to listen as well. But the key to it all is to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And we do hope that you get the book and you read it. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to where it says videos, and then scroll down. The first video is Brotherhood of Darkness. All sorts of other videos there. They're free. The radio programs are free. The newsletters are free. Go over them. There's a great deal of knowledge and wisdom and understanding there. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Certainly, many of our listeners have had to drop out simply because they're having financial problems, and people are having financial problems, and we understand that. So we do hope that if you're in a position to help, you will, and if you're not, that you'll pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, that you'll pray for our provision and our protection. We also ask you, of course, to pray for Alex Jones. He's doing a great job. And Joyce Riley, for certainly Congressman Ron Paul, for our friend John Loeffler, and for all those others who are involved in trying to educate the American people, the alternative radio, and what a privilege it is to have access to people through a satellite, or actually, you can hear us 24 hours a day if you have a KU band satellite. You can get us on Galaxy 16. If you have the disc, you can get us on or the telephone 24 hours a day, on the computer 24 hours a day, BlackBerry, iPod, iPad. And certainly we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, supporters of the station we're listening to. They happen to be, we're going to have Jerry Achigalupi on with us on one line. We're going to have Keith McKenzie with us from Save Rural America and the other line, and hopefully our producer will have him before long. And we're going to be once again talking about the tragedy of what's unfolding up in the Klamath River Basin. You must understand that there is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy rural America, and then after they've destroyed rural America, to destroy urban America. And they really want to move us back the way that things were in the 19th century, to a very primitive form of life. They want to radically reduce our population. They want, of course, to do away certainly with the advanced civilization that we have. They want to restrict our use of water and of electricity, of our automobiles, and certainly they keep telling us we're running out of oil, we're running out of water, we're running out of electricity, the shortages of everything. And unfortunately, these people have unlimited power. because they're following a program. It's known as Agenda 21. And the purpose of Agenda 21, it's a worldwide program. If you've never heard of it, why? Because you get it off the Internet. So that we offer the entire document put up on the United Nations. In fact, this whole thing was experimented on here in Santa Cruz, where we live. And the first Agenda 21, of all the places in the entire world of original Agenda 21, came out of Santa Cruz long before it was ever released by the United Nations. It is an experimental program to lower living standards and transform the entire world. Well, Kirk, are you there?
I am.
All right, fire. And Jerry Bacigalupi, are you there? Pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, Bacigalupi. And also Harry Lake is here.
All right, fire. Jerry Bacigalupi. Well, I'm going to let Keith start out asking you a little bit about this, because this is a rather complicated issue. Basically, Christy, there in the Klamath River Basin, they want to take out the dams there. There are four dams, which, of course, really are responsible for the way of life there, for the agriculture, or for the fishing, certainly for the recreation. They've already destroyed the lumber industry up there, but now they have other plans. Kirk, why don't you take over and directly the way this will run? Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me kind of start with a little background, then. I'm very pleased to have Jerry Bacigalupi and Harry Lake on the show tonight, because this is really how I got involved in the whole story to start with. I met Jerry and his wife, Donna, at a mutual friend's house here in the Bay Area, and through circumstances, they invited me up to the ranch. I was going to be heading up to Reading anyway, and took him up on the offer and said, hey, I'd like to bring a video camera and record stories if there are people who want to talk. And Jerry ended up setting, with the help of the Siskiyou County Water Users Association, ended up setting me up with some 43 different interviews, and I came back with 83 different segments of video that really are what kind of woke me up to what's going on, because like a lot of people in the urban areas, you know, I had no idea. You don't know unless you see these people and talk to them firsthand. And so, and Harry is a good friend of his. So the background behind this is that the government seems to be quite determined to take out four dams, one in southern Oregon and three in Siskiyou County, where Jerry and Harry live. Oh. And the argument...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, go right ahead, Kirk.
Okay, so the basic argument here is the idea that the government position is there's not enough coho salmon, they're native to the area, there need to be more, and despite the fact these dams are, you know, 200 miles from the ocean, what we need to do to solve the problem is to blow up these four dams. The dams do not have fish ladders. So the idea is that let's blow up the dams or breach a hole in them so that the salmon can swim even further upstream and therefore into more habitat and more spotting, and this will solve all the problems. Now, in shows that we've already had, we're repeating back different aspects of the story. We've heard other people from Siskiyou County already kind of begin to tell the logic, the illogic behind the government position, and more or less saying it's nuts to even conceive of those things. But tonight we're going to actually have a different side of this. And Jerry and Harry have kind of taken the other view as it said, okay, we don't believe that it makes any sense to take out these dams. We're not sure the fish are going to spot any better as they head towards warmer, dirtier water than they do. But, hey, let's set that aside for the moment. If we're going to have the fish go upstream, well, what's the best way to do that? Is there some other alternative to going ahead and just blowing up these dams? And one of the first options that was considered actually by PacifiCorps, which operates these dams, was the idea of the installation of fish ladders. So perhaps that's the place to start, Jerry. We could talk about the fish ladders and the decisions, you know, the considerations of decisions that were made there.
Yeah, it was the first alternative. This is on the FERC relicensing, and this all started with the FERC relicensing in 2006. Their Federal Energy Commission license expired, and they applied to renew the license. And with the renewed application, the requirements were to provide for fish passage. And so Pacific Corps first proposed to truck and haul the salmon above the dams and to let's see if it is actually going to be beneficial to salmon habitat and will they spawn above the dam. Well, that was thrown out. They wouldn't do that.
And well, did they spawn above the dam? Was there any evidence of actually a cohort up above the dams?
Historically, I think they have been on, and Harry, you can correct me on this, is they were, I think there is some record of them being as high as J.C. Boyle's Reservoir, where Spencer Creek comes in. And what is it, Moonshine Falls? What's the falls that's right
it's
there?
It's Moonshine Falls, but I don't know if the coho made it that far.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, the whole of rationale for taking out the four dams is, has to do with the fish, the coho salmon. Of course, the significant thing is the coho are not naturally there. They were planted back in the 1890s. They are not an endangered species because they were put here artificially. But anyway, be that as it may, of course, the original idea is that in 2006, why they were supposed to renew the licenses on these dams. They'd been there 50 or more years, and they have to renew the licenses on the dams. And, of course, then there was talking, well, are there alternatives? Certainly the dams seem to block the fish from getting upstream. Now, we're talking about 200 miles upstream for a non-endangered species. But they decided to sort of ignore whether this was endangered, indigenous to the area. And the suggestion was, well, we'll put in fish ladders. Or we'll just take the fish and we'll round them up and we'll truck them, you know, from the base of the dams up above the top dam and pick up the story there, Jerry.
Yeah, and the idea for that was instead of experimenting and taking the dams down, let's experimenting in truck and haul to see if there's going to be any improvement to the anadromous fish run, you know, on the Klamath River. And so anyway, that started the whole program, and along with the relicensing, they came up with the KBRA, the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, and the KHSA, which is the Klamath Hydro Settlement Agreement, and they tied them together, and then the Department of the Interior Secretary has taken the position that he is going to make a determination of whether it is in the whether it would enhance the salmonoid habitat of the area and whether it's in the public interest, and he's supposed to make a determination by March of 2012. And with that, they did an environmental impact report. Along with a CEQA report, an EIS and an EIR, and that's what's been going on, and we're at the end of that process now, and we're at the end of the comment period. We have until December 30th to comment, to make comments on the environmental document. And within this environmental document, they are only considering basically two alternatives, dams in or dams out. And the other alternatives that were proposed, like the truck and haul, and we had another initial proposal that was called the Hart Bypass, which was used in natural streams to bypass the reservoirs. And that was an alternative that is listed in there, but that wasn't considered.
What is a Hart Bypass?
Well, that is using, Harry, maybe you can kind of explain the Hart Bypass in that initial proposal.
Well, the Hart Bypass was initially thought of to bypass the Iron Gate Dam, Copto Dam number 2, and Copto Dam number 1. The J.C. Boyle, the fourth dam, did have a fish ladder. The consideration of the bypass was to take the Bogus Creek, Coal Creek, and over atop of a ridge and down along Deer Creek into Mallard Cove on Copco Dam Number 1 Reservoir. And this was to initiate a bypass for anadromous fish to not only access upstream but migrate back downstream. And this route was decided not to be implemented because of the environmental issues and many different landowners that had to get right away from them.
So, yeah, and so then from that step, we examined that route, and then we started in thinking of alternatives, and Harry came up with exploring a tunnel alternative. And the tunnel alternative that we came up with, it utilizes Bocas Creek, which is right at Iron Gate Fish Hatchery, which is already used by anadromous fish. And we go up Bocas Creek. I think it's a little less than 3 miles, which is below a fish ladder. There is a fish ladder on Bocas Creek, but our tunnel starts below the fish ladder, and it proceeds on a 4.7 mile tunnel, and it's at 1% grade, which is at a very shallow grade. And I think we designed it with rest areas every 250 feet, and it bypasses all the reservoirs and ends up in Copco Number 1 Reservoir.
Keith, you want to go ahead and pick up the story from there? Or Kirk, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that basically, let me kind of frame this up a little background. So the bottom line is these three dams that we're talking about here within a distance of 5 miles, you know, normally you think of dams being quite a distance apart, but they're not. They're relatively close together, and this Bogus Creek they're referring to, it comes in below the last of the dams, the ones closest to the ocean. So what they're talking about is taking advantage of a natural creek that's there for 3 of the miles, and then shooting pretty much a straight tunnel going to up to the reservoir that has bypassed all three of these dams and allows the water to go to flow in both directions. And the cost of this, perhaps you can pick up the story again, Jerry, but basically the cost of this is very cheap. So go ahead.
Right. Yeah, the cost of this that we came up with was $50 million. Compared to $300 million for fish ladders and probably $1 billion for taking out the dam. So it's at a fraction of the cost. It has basically absolutely no environmental negative to it at all, being it's underground. It's utilizing, has a floating intake structure on the up on Copco Lake, and it's going to use the natural Klamath River water through the tunnel, and it's going to be running about 10 cubic feet a second, and it will dump into Bogus Creek, and Bogus Creek, like Kirk said, dumps right into the Klamath River right below the fish hatchery, which is just below Iron Gate Dam, which is the lower dam.
Well, but don't you think, Jerry, that really this has nothing at all to do with the fish? This is simply a planned program to justify destroying life as it exists up there. I mean, you take out the dams while you destroy agriculture. They've already destroyed lumber. It'll destroy recreation. It'll destroy gold mining. It'll destroy destroy the fish for that matter, and so they'll make a mess of the whole riverbed for 50 years. But I don't think they're really interested in the fish. I think they're using that as a justification to destroy that area, just exactly as they use the spotted owl as a means of closing down the lumber industry. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with you 100%. There has to be another alternative because this, common sense doesn't play in this at all. And, it's just like what they are proposing to do now is to breach the dam and let there's 20 million cubic yards of sediments behind those reservoirs. They're planning on breaching those dams, not removing the whole dam, just breaching them and letting the settlements naturally erode down the river. And at one of the meetings, I asked them all, how do you propose to get the sediments out of the dams? And just picture these dams are like 5 miles long. And they were said, well, that's easy, as the reservoirs are drained, which they're planning on draining them between 1 and 2 feet a day. They're going to drain them down. The surface area is kind of depressed by that much, that the settlements will naturally erode out. And I told them, wrong. I said, that's definitely, when you do not have moving water in those reservoirs, you're not going to transport any sediments. Where the sediments are now, they're going to remain there. And their proposal is to wash them on down the river, which I don't think they can do. And so I asked them at one of the meetings, I said, well, what do you plan to do? Do you plan to hydraulic mine those sediments out of there? Because that's the only way you're going to get those sediments out. And their response was no. And Harry and I, we computed the 20 million cubic yards, and I think they're planning on only 84% of those eroding out. We computed it's 190 miles to the ocean, and if you assume the river is 150 feet wide, this would amount to 3 feet of sediments from Iron Gate Dam to the estuary of the ocean. That's the volume of sediments that are in those reservoirs. And they're thinking environmentally, they're thinking it's going to have a negative effect for the first year or two, but over a long period of time, it's going to have a positive environmental effect.
What will it do to the lifestyle of the people in that area?
Well, it'll definitely change. I calculated, I did an inflow-outflow hydrograph used in the 1964 flood data, and there's the recording gauge right below Iron Gate Dam. So I took the 1964 flood data and just picture these dams were on the 1964 flood. And I calculated the inflow that would be required, assuming and utilized in the storage facilities of those reservoirs above the spillway as they filled up. And it reduced the peak. The dams reduced the peak by over 20%, and the peaks were delayed 9 hours. And they're claiming, on their analysis, they're claiming that the dams basically have no flood protection whatsoever. So we're up against science that, as an engineer, I would challenge them on their calculations.
And if they're wrong, they've destroyed that whole area.
I know it.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment, and then, Kirk, if you have some questions or comments, you just pick up.
Okay.
Kirk, you go right ahead.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Because, of course, when the over the dams were put in, it covered up some of the burial areas, so they would like to get the dams released, even though there's no way they'd be able to get to the burial sites because they'll be buried under tons and tons and tons of sediment. But also, of course, somebody's putting out a great deal of money to bribe, apparently, certain members of the Indian tribes to support a removal of the dams. Harry, what logically would be to gain? So they would take the dams out that destroys agriculture. It'll certainly hurt the lumbering industry, what little there is. It is not going to increase the fish, not going to improve the degree of fishing up there because the fish don't want to go up towards the warmer water. Suddenly it will destroy recreation in that area. It will destroy gold mining in that area. It will allow massive flooding in that area. I mean, why would anybody want to take the dams out and put out $1 billion to do it? It doesn't make any sense.
I think the simplest explanation for that is follow the money. It's basically greed. I can't explain it any better than that.
Yeah, but who is going to make the money, and how are they going to make money by destroying that area?
Well, in the KBRA agreement, they have a consideration of establishing a charter government, which means that the tribes and possibly their associates would be appointed this charter government by the Department of Interior and approval of Congress. And in doing this, then the cities, the county, or even the state regulations would not be applicable to the charter mandate, and this particular group would control the total Klamath River Basin.
Kirk, go ahead. Do you have some other thoughts on this?
Yeah, let me jump in and maybe clarify a couple points. So the three dams, if I correct, Harry, these are all in the Shasta Nation's Aboriginal lands, basically. Is that correct?
The four dams are.
All four of them, okay.
All four.
Yep. And the Crook Tribe is how far away from these dams? Are they even in Shasta County?
They're in Siskiyou County partially and Humboldt County.
And how far away are they from the dams? Orleans away?
Yeah, about 100, roughly say 100 miles.
Okay, so basically the dams sit in the middle of the Shasta Nation, and this has been their land since a long time. And in fact, for anybody that's driven to Northern California, the defining characteristic of Northern California is Mount Shasta. I mean, that beautiful, who can forget that beautiful mountain? I think it's the tallest, I don't know if it's the tallest in the nation, but certainly the tallest in California, snow-capped for a great part of the year, beautiful, beautiful mountain. It's named for the Shasta Indian tribe. And so you're talking about lands that are Shasta Indian. And what will happen if this goes through is the Shasta Nation, who did sign a ratification agreement with the federal government, a treaty, but the federal government never did sign it and never recognized them officially. Essentially, the Shasta Nation's completely out of the picture. And here are the people that, like the Crook tribe that don't even live there, will all of a sudden have management over this entire area. I think it's about $80 million, if I read the KBR correctly. And so they're going to get a big wad of money. is the bottom line of this, and control over the lands that really belong to the Shasta Nation. And it's the Shasta Nation villages that are buried under the reservoirs, and actually the logic is a little bit different. They want to leave them alone and let them stay buried and undisturbed and keep the dams in to do that. So you have an interesting dynamic going on here. Is that about right, Harry?
That's very true. There are a lot of artifact seekers of, you know, ancient relics. And, the Shasta people do not want to happen to their burial sites.
So you have that in play as well. And so there's a lot of factors going on here. But the interesting part of this, to come back to the original point of this thing, is that here are very, you know, here is two individuals who are certainly qualified in what they're doing. You know, they take it upon themselves to go out there and take a look at alternatives, and they come up with an incredibly remarkable, logical alternative that's cheap, does the job, doesn't destroy anything, allows the dams and the hydropower and everything to remain in place, solves all these problems, and here they put the shame on the entire government structure that never even decided to consider things like this. They laid this idea in front, and they basically are told, you know, go take a hike.
And I think that's because there's another agenda. It's really to destroy this way of life. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty. Our guest is Jerry Patrick Gerucci, and Sidney Harry's on the line with him. Of course, Kirk McKenzie is with us again. Now, Sidney, Jerry, do you have a website or any information you'd like to get out so that people can get in touch with you and the message you're trying to get out?
Well, I think just through Kirk, I would say, would probably be the...
All right, Kirk, how about that? Would you like to get your website out, tell people how they get your website, get information, and get that excellent DVD that you've made?
Well, thank you. There's two websites. The one that actually tells the story in more of the full detail is defendruralamerica.com. And probably the place for people to start is there is a documentary video there right on the home page, and you can watch that a little bit less than an hour, and it'll take you right through this entire story in a very logical fashion, told in the voices of the people who are living this experience, and that'd be a great place to start. That's available as a DVD in a long full-length version, which has another 24 minutes of interviews. That's available from my other website, which is planetnomorepublications.com. And if I could, you know, the thing that strikes me is that here you have a people up there, and I think this is why this show with Jerry and Harry is so important, that even when they take the other side and look to be on the constructive side of this and say, okay, well, how can we do this? Is there a way we could meet everybody's needs and, you know, we can do this and save some money to boot? The doors and windows are all shut. And Harry and Jerry are probably two of the last people in the world to come to any kind of conclusion there's an agenda, much less an agenda 21. Believe me, they're just not oriented that way. They don't think that way. Their values aren't that way. Their engineering sense isn't that way. But when every single door and window is shut down and you chase every little avenue of the argument the government is making, and you find this science isn't true, and this science isn't true, and this isn't true, and by the way, this isn't logical, and hey, this plan, why don't you listen to this, it makes sense, and every single avenue is slammed in your face, you ultimately are confronted with the inevitable conclusion, I know, as you and I have, Dr. Stan, reached, is there is some ulterior motive going on here, and it's not just about saving the fish or any kind of logic to it.
Well, because the whole thing really began here in Santa Cruz, where I live. We have the original Agenda 21. It was just written up by the environmentalists here in Santa Cruz. And, of course, their goal was to destroy contemporary America. And you can get the Santa Cruz version of Agenda 21. And they really want to get you out of your car. And they want to get you out of your home where you're living and put you into what they call a sustainable community where you can be watched and monitored if you are one of those fortunate ones who survives, because they really want to cut back dramatically on the number of people living in our country. And they certainly want to lower our living standards. And it's really an incredible plan. They certainly want you to stop using electricity. They want, of course, to control the air you breathe, to limit your use of water. And instead of using 100 gallons a day, they want you to use about 5 gallons a day. They have everything laid out. You can get Agenda 21 off the Internet, or certainly you can get it through my ministry, Agenda 21. We also have the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter, which is the other two parts of this whole incredible movement. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but We've tried to approach this from all points of view. And here's, of course, an approach from the fish's point of view. What can we do, assuming, of course, that the fish is natural to that area, which it is not. It was actually a fishery, planted fish back in the 1890s. And then, of course, it's predominantly, of course, it's spawning down, far lower down. It doesn't go up into the area because the higher it goes, why the warmer the water, and the fish doesn't like warm water. So, but basically, what do you think is going to happen next, Jerry?
Boy, I don't know. I can't outcast them. It's just like this environmental document. You know, when you read it on a professional basis, it irritates you so much because it's a predetermined conclusion that before it has even begun. You know, the whole thing, everything you read in this 2,000-page environmental document leads you toward believing that dam removal is the only way to go. I don't know, you know, how to respond to that, except that they're not following the EPA requirements. They're not following the NEPA requirements. And, you know, like, for example, here, the in NEPA, it requires that the lead agency identifies the alternative or alternatives that are environmentally preferable in the record of decision. And the environmental preferred alternative generally refers to the alternative that would result in the fewest adverse effects on the biological, physical environment. And what they have done is they have chosen the alternative to remove the dams, and now what they've done, instead of removing the entire dam and dredging the sediments out, they because the funding is not going to be available, they're going to breach the dam, do it the cheapest way they can, and let the sediments naturally erode out. And the alternative that they picked as the most environmentally superior alternative is their alternative number 3, which is proposed by Fish and Game, is to breach the dams and let the sediments naturally erode out. And their reasoning on this, and I'll just read, they got about 4 items here that that they list the reasons why it's the most preferred, environmentally preferred alternative. And one of them is reduce the contributions to greenhouse gas emissions from reduced construction activities. So by breaching the dam and not removing the entire dam or the sediment, so they're reducing gas emissions. They're going to reduce noise emissions and vibrations from reduced construction activities.
Wait a minute. How is breaching the dam going to reduce a greenhouse emissions?
Well, because if you remove the entire dam now, their proposal is to remove the entire dam. And this alternative number 3 now is only removing part of the dam, leaving the structures in place. All the power-producing structures are going to remain in place. And the sediments are going to remain and let them be naturally eroded out. So basically, it's like blowing the dam up, you know. And that's the cheapest way to do it, and that's what they are considering as the most environmentally preferred alternative.
It's kind of interesting. They're basically saying in one respect that based upon their criteria, destruction is better for the environment than construction.
Yeah. Here's one of the things they have in there on that alternative number 3 is by retaining the structures, it leaves roosting areas for bats. Can you believe that? So that's their alternative, their motive for leaving the structures in place. These are the hydroelectric generating structures. Is it the roosting place for bats?
Well, I'm sure the bats will. We really should poll them and find out how they feel. Well, let's go to Tom, who's calling from Santa Cruz, and let's see what Tom has to say. Tom, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment to add to your subject matter. I think generally overall, to keep it simple, they want a decision by December 31st or something like that, and they're playing hardball. You can tell them that, I guess, the Klamath Lake is fed by a volcanic source. Once those dams are broken up, it'll all poison the whole river. They should check the source, because that's where the super blue-green algae is from. And that whole area down there, those dams actually helped that area turn into cleaner water.
Well, Jerry, how would you respond?
That's one point. And then the other point is, you could go, well, heck, if you guys are so interested in blowing up dams, why don't you blow up the Hoover Dam for the silt problem? Because they're all saying, like, there's so much silt, they're using the silt game because it's stopping the hydroelectric power. And they've blown up about 200 dams across our country.
They've already taken out, yes, about 250 dams.
Yeah.
And then basically they're saying, look, there's such a shortage of electricity, and yet hydroelectric power is the cheapest and the cleanest form of electricity you can get, most efficient. But they really, of course, then they want to say, but we've got a shortage of electricity, we've got to raise the cost. That is because they want to lower our living standards. How would you respond to Tom, Jerry?
Well, I agree with him 100%. Is the problem starts in the upper basin at Upper Lake. You know, it's very high in phosphorus and nitrate, and it creates the problem. And Pacific Core, in their relicensing, made a water quality study, and their water quality study shows that overall through the year, those dams improve water quality.
That's the ballgame.
I agree 100% that the problem starts in the upper basin, and what my terminology is, this is not a restoration program, it's a regression program,
right?
Because the water quality is better now than it has been.
For that particular area, too, because that's unique, because that's volcanically fed.
And the other thing about this area up here, it's an upside-down drainage basin. Upside-down basin in the fact that the water quality is much poorer in the upper basin, and the rainfall is like, the rainfall in the coastal area is like 60 inches plus. Then in the mid-basin, it's probably somewhere around 30.
Right.
In the upper basin, the rainfall is near 10 to 15.
Exactly.
And so it's a complete upside-down basin where the water quality is poorer at the upper reaches, and it gets better as it gets closer to the ocean.
Yeah, you can give them that response, because, you know, if they want to play hardball in 30 days, I think that could stop them.
Well, anything else you want to say, Tom, before we let you go?
No, that's fine. That was a good show.
God bless. Well, I hope they're all good shows. But anyway, thanks much for calling. Okay, fine. Harry, did you have anything, other points that you'd like to make before, because we're approaching the end of the program?
Not really. I think everything has been said very well.
All right. What about you, Kirk?
If we've got a couple minutes, I'm going to give another example of the idiocy if we got the time.
Go right ahead.
Just to kind of give you a feeling, based upon the number of eggs that a female salmon lays, which is, I guess, a couple thousand, and the efficiency of the hatchery, between 50 to 80% of those would actually survive. The current hatchery produces 6.25 million fish per year, of which they choose that 6 million are the Chinook or the king salmon. These are the ones that we're familiar with. These are the ones we buy at the store. These are the ones that we eat. And they produce 250,000 of steelhead trout, actually. They're anadromous, though, so they do go to the ocean, but they're actually trout. And only 75,000 coho, the one that they're claiming. So this is the one that they consider to be the one that's in problem. Well, the truck and haul, it's produced 75,000 if you get an average of 1,000 fry out of a female. You're talking about 75 fish plus the males. And throw in, 10 times that amount. You only have to truck less than 1,000 fish just to see if this works. And here's another example of the idiocy. This hatchery, so it produces 75,000. That's its target. When they have the coho salmon come upstream, they get more than that number of salmon. So what did they do with the excess of the adult salmon? Do they put them back in the river or put them into some creek where they can then go ahead and increase the natural spawning? No, they kill them. And then when they grow the fry, what did they do when they have more than 75,000 fry? I was actually talking to a fellow that worked there, and Tom Flyer worked at the hatchery, and so did Frank Ragmeyer, who I interviewed when I was there. But Tom was telling me that, I asked him a question, how many fry then of coho salmon do you actually produce? He says about 400,000 to 500,000. And, we like to have, enough to make sure that if there's a problem or whatever else, we got plenty. And I said, well, okay, if you only need 75,000, what do you do with the extra? What do you do with 300,000 fry? Oh, they're killed. I said, well, how do you kill them? Well, we electrocute them, or we heat up the water, or we chemicals, we kill them. So here is a government saying we have too few fish, but it has under its own control the ability to double the number of coho in the hatchery, simply by a 1% reduction in the number of kings that it produces, it has the ability to put the adults back in the stream, or it can release, you know, 300,000 more fry a year. None of those things do they do. So it is, it just, again, it is the illogic of the situation that these people up there have been dealing with now for years, and their whole life up there is consumed in one meeting after another, trying to figure out how to deal with a government that's run amok.
And the idea that actually, when the, many times when the salmon come back, they actually club them to death, they electrocute them, and yet they're complaining about the endangered species, and yet, of course, they're actually killing the fish. Doesn't make any sense. We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane, and so many people think we may be crazy. Jerry, what are your parting thoughts as we wrap up this evening's program?
Well, I'll tell you what. It just they keep hitting us from all directions. It's just like Kirk said, you know, the killing of the salmon. They also killed the returning native salmon that came to the fish hatchery. They considered that they strayed. And they killed them from the year, I think, 1997 to 2004. Every one of them that strayed back that they didn't use for eggs, they killed. And so I think the federal government questioned that in the last year in 2004. And so instead of killing them, they radio-tagged 40 of them, put them back in the river at Iron Gate. They have records of them going downriver 50 miles back up the Scott River, and they have records of 23 of them going back and spawning. So the question is, had they not killed all these fish, what would the salmon habitat or what would the salmon population be now? And the other thing is, they did not count any of the fish of the coho salmon that were fish hatchery fish. When they lifted the coho salmon, they only counted the native fish, not the fish hatchery fish.
But my understanding is that this coho was actually planted there, you know, over 100 years ago.
Yeah, they're not native.
Right.
They're not native, and they can't lift a fish that is not indigenous to the area, but they did anyway.
In other words, basically, they lie.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I would say you're probably pretty close on that statement.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, I guess this evening has been Jerry Bacchalupi and, of course, his friend Harry. Kirk McKenzie, of course, who helped moderate this night's program. Oh, basically, we have an effort to destroy a way of life. They want, of course, to limit these people's ability to live in this area. They want to turn it back into wilderness. This is what it's really about. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Jerry, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. If you and Harry have some parting thoughts, don't be bashful and we'll...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
The Internet. We have an excellent book on Agenda 21. It's called by Stealth and Deception. It's written by a good friend, Orlean Coulom. By Stealth and Deception. We have, of course, my talk on sustainable development, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, a four-tape set. Information you really need to get. And certainly this is part of, we have a couple of books on this subject that have been written by people down through the years. And you just go to our website or get our catalog and certainly read through this, some of the books we have. We have a few books that are still classics, and I've forgotten. There was a lady, Dixie, I've forgotten her exact name, but she was she passed away, but she wrote a couple of excellent books. Go to our website, simply scan down, look at all the material we have on this Agenda 21 environmental program. You have to understand they're not interested in the environment. They're interested in destruction of our way of life. This is what it's about. Now, again, my talk, Sustainable Development, the four-tape set and the syllabus go with that. The talk is Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And then, of course, Orlean Coulom's excellent book, By Stealth and Deception. We actually have her book on the smart meters. We have a four-tape set on smart meters. This is simply another aspect of this. And, of course, let me tell you that the electricity, some people really have very real problems and health issues because of the smart meters. But smart meters is simply a small part of what this is really all about. It is about the destruction of our way of life. We have four-tape sets on global warming. Global warming is a total fraud. We have a four-tape set on smart meters. You need to get the information. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think the title of Orlean Coulom's book on smart meters is Just Say No to Smart Meters. Just Say No to Smart Meters. She's done a good job of compiling the information. Her book, By Stealth and Deception, is an excellent overview of this. It was Dixie Lee Ray. I think we have a couple of her books were written by Dixie Lee Ray. She was the governor of the state of Washington on this whole environmental scam. And, of course, the classics, and I think once these are gone, they're gone forever. They'll never be available. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. If you have a computer, iPad, iPhone, certainly a BlackBerry, you can listen to us 24 hours a day, live, archived. If you have a phone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to us 24 hours a day. If you have the KU Bay Band satellite dish refuse, a satellite dish, you can listen to us 9 hours a day on Galaxy 19, 3 hours a day on shortwave. You need to listen. You need to get other people to listen because there's multiple facets to this, but they're all aimed at one thing, the destruction of America as we know it. And if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, you need to get it. You need to read it. You must understand the enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is here at 5080 68th Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House. All right. Telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Ron Paul and Alex Jones. But please pray for Radio Liberty.
As we raise our voices,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 8 December, Thursday, Friday Eve, if you like. At the Power Hour, 2011 is the year for just a little while longer. Hard to believe we're going to be coming into that 2012 time when who knows what's going to happen. Anyway, I very much appreciate your joining us today at the Power Hour, and we're going to talk truth here today. If you heard the program yesterday with Douglas Dietrich, you're probably still reeling, as I am. Did a lot of checking on the things that he said, and I got to tell you, I believe he's absolutely right on. The program yesterday is probably the most powerful from the standpoint of the most information ever given out in 2 hours at the Power Hour. If you didn't hear it, get the email blast. It's free. It's right to your email box. All you have to do is just click on it and listen to Douglas Dietrich. Douglas is a researcher, but was a sort of historian for the Presidio in San Francisco. He worked for the Department of Defense, and his job that was given to him was to destroy documents, destroy history-making documents. Well, get the email blast. I have to tell you, we had more CDs ordered on that show yesterday than probably all the shows together. It was incredible. And wait till you hear the next program he's going to do. Now, we're not going to address it on air because the last time he talked about this, he got a phone call from the military. So we'll just leave it at that. But I do encourage you to please, please, please listen to that program yesterday if you want to know what really happened at Pearl Harbor. There's so much taking place in the news. I mean, Coach Sandusky has now been arrested again on new sex charges, finding that the children, his own foster children, are now coming forward. How sad, ladies and gentlemen. That is one diversion, the diversion over MF Global. Do you not get what is happening in this country in the manner in which they are shaking down the American public? There is a reason that they always go over the budget.